everyone, and welcome to another episode of Practical PH. We are very excited for today's episode, which is going to be a preview of the upcoming ATS PC assembly programming at ATS 2024 in San Diego. We're extremely stoked to see all of you there. I'm Catherine Del Valle, and I'll let my co-host introduce herself.
And I'm Kushboo Goyal, and we're really excited about this episode.
We are so excited today to be joined by Dr. Stephen Chan and Dr. Andrea Frump, who are the ATS Pulmonary Circulation Committee chairs for our programming at ATS 2024. So thank you guys so much for joining us. I think we'll go ahead and dive right into questions. So the first question for the for you all today is, you know, ATS has many, many types of sessions, and it's extremely busy every year. Can you tell us about some of the sessions for the PC assembly that you're particularly excited about this year?
So absolutely, I can begin. Thanks for having us. And then Andrea and I are going to tag team, I guess, in terms of the descriptions. We are very excited about the program in general, because not only did we get more abstracts than we did last year, and last year was even a banner year in that regard, but we were able to fight very hard on behalf of the PC assembly in order to ensure that we had a wide range and a very large range of sessions that were being programmed of interest to the assembly. So we've got a lot of activity. And one thing that we did want to emphasize before we even got into it is that because we've got so much activity, we definitely need people to stay the entire session. That is to say, all the way through Wednesday afternoon, because we've got a great number of sessions on Tuesday and Wednesday, and it would be a shame for people to miss that, because the programming we think is so excellent in that regard. So we would love to plug that. So maybe I can start first with the idea that we were able to get a number of scientific symposia scheduled for PC, and these are sort of the banner symposia that are meant to really emphasize the breadth and the depth and the cutting edge nature of the science that's going into the PC assembly. And so one of them that I'll bring up now is one that we were able to get as a jointly sponsored scientific symposium regarding, I think we titled it An Inconvenient Truth: Health Disparities and Healthcare Inequality in Respiratory Medicine. And so this one was one that the PC assembly originally proposed, and then we were able to garner 10 other assemblies to jointly sponsor it. So it's a really important one. I think it's very highly integrated into what a lot of assemblies are interested in, and we were able to get PC-related topics into that. So I think that we would definitely love to see a lot of attendance in that particular regard. The other one that I would bring up as a scientific symposium is one that's pretty interesting as well, that cuts across through basic as well as clinical and translational science, and that's cohort studies in pulmonary hypertension defining novel phenotypes. And the genesis of that one is that there's been a large emergence of global cohorts and biobanks across pulmonary hypertension and pulmonary vascular disease that many people kind of have heard about, but don't really know what sort of is going on there and how they're actually integrated together. So this session really highlights those cohorts from around the globe, what is being offered, what can we look to in the future, when is that data going to be accessible to all of us, and how that's going to affect really all of the studies that we're looking at in pulmonary vascular disease. So that's something that I think is going to be very accessible to a lot of different people in the PC assembly. And then maybe I'll hand it over to Andrea to kind of highlight some of the other really cool scientific symposia.
Yeah, thanks. As Steve said, we have some really exciting programming, particularly in the scientific symposium area. And we want to encourage our assembly, if you have a great idea, we want to hear it. So please submit your proposals to our assembly. We would love to program your ideas. So the first one that I'm excited about is called Pathogenic Concepts in PAH Revisited, a Multi-Generational Perspective. So this was also pitched by a program committee member. And it's one that garnered a lot of enthusiasm from our committee, because it is pitching some of these old school original ideas about the pathogenesis of PAH and revisiting them with a modern lens of using modern techniques. How do these old theories hold up? So it's going to be covering machine learning and novel imaging techniques and advances, primarily in bench research, but also, how are we doing with regards to advancing that to precision medicine and translation, and the increasingly recognized disease heterogeneity in our patient population? So this will be exciting because the talks are paired, so you have an early career investigator matched with an established PI and an established investigator. So we are very fortunate in our field to have these, giants of research who have contributed so much to our field and in our understanding. And so it'll be really fun to have some of these early career investigators matched with these established investigators to give their perspectives on how far we've come as a field. So the second one that I'm excited to pitch is a global perspectives of pulmonary hypertension biology and management, and it's a joint ATS and European Respiratory Society symposium. So this one's exciting because we're bridging both the ATS and the ERS together, and the goal is to foster collaborations and exchange ideas between these two societies. So this one will cover, from preclinical to translational to clinical approaches and perspectives, focusing on in North American research as well as European research. So the talks will cover omics, bioengineering, looking at biomarkers, as well as where we're at in both of these countries, or in terms of like a clinical trial perspective, and what are we doing differently, and what are we doing the same, and how can we foster collaboration? So that would be the second one that I'm excited to pitch or highlight.
We were also going to highlight a few others in different types of sessions. So beyond the scientific symposia, we have so-called mini symposia. And these were based on some of the abstracts that were highly rated. These are going to be oral presentations, but really a lot of fun and thematically linked in many ways. So the one that I'm excited about that I'll bring up, and I'll give you a caveat that Andrea and I put a lot of time into the titles because we wanted to have a San Diego theme to each one of them. So you all can give us feedback in the
These
future
are
as to
all
whether or not they're
Steve's. These are
too
Steve's
corny.
titles. He came up with these titles.
So
He
Andrea's
just
going to do something
came
different
out.
next year. I'm out of it. So like this year we did San Diego theme. So the one that I'm going to talk about is it's called Building Legoland: Lessons Learned from Large Scale Clinical Trials in PAH. So as many of us know, the clinical trial space in PAH is advancing very rapidly. There's a lot of really interesting drug mechanisms and drugs that are really coming into play. Some FDA approvals we expect are going to be happening very soon. And I think that this session is going to actually highlight not only the ones that we've kind of been hearing about and anticipating, but some others as well. And so I think that it's going to bring together quite a few clinical trialists as well as translational biologists to talk about mechanism of disease and how that fits into these new drugs that are being treated. So I think that this is going to be a really exciting session for us.
Okay, and then a session that I'm actually excited about, which, if you're not familiar with the mini symposium format, these are a series of 10 talks, make up a session. They're 12-minute talks. And so these are our highest scoring abstracts. And the session that I'm really excited about is Surfing in the Green Room, Defining Molecular Mechanisms of Pulmonary Vascular Disease. This is the hot topics in preclinical research. And who knows, maybe they'll end up being translatable into clinical practice one day. But it's focusing on the cutting edge research in our assembly.
Going down the list of other types of sessions that we do actually have one rapid session that's actually going to be that was programmed. That's even not just 10, but I think 15 abstracts that were selected for very quick talks. So again, a rapid session. We call this one Whale Watching, a Rapid Tour of PAH Pathogenesis. And this one I think is going to emphasize quite a few different disciplines from basic translational to clinical disease profiling, as well as studies at the mechanistic level. So again, bringing together a lot of different disciplines into sort of one room, and hopefully it'll go well. We'll get some feedback from our auditors to make sure that we actually did a good job in this regard. We can then move on to sort of our poster discussion sessions, which again are also oral, but sort of have more ability to kind of like bring in a number of different types of talks. The one I'm really looking forward to, not one, but the one I'm going to highlight here, it's called Coronado Bridge Linking Novel Extracellular Thoracic Disease Mechanisms with PAH. So there's been a lot of real interest in terms of the idea that it's not just heart and lung, but there are a lot of other manifestations of pulmonary vascular disease throughout our bodies in terms of our kidneys, in terms of liver, in terms of skeletal muscle, in terms of brain. And this is an area where it's fascinating, I think, and a lot of new biology and new discoveries are being made. So that one's going to be, I think, pretty cool.
Yeah, and the one I would like to highlight, which this is actually my favorite type of session at ATS, is the poster discussion session. I feel like this is where you really have the time to connect and network and exchange ideas, is this type of session. So the one I'm really excited about is actually the Balboa Park Explorers Translational Science and Epidemiology in PAH. So we had a lot of really excellent clinical research focused abstracts submitted to our assembly this year, and so this session is really highlighting those. So it's more clinical and translational as well as epidemiological, and it's ranging from a spectrum of topics in clinical research in PAH, and I think it'll be a really excellent poster discussion session.
And then finally, we have a number of thematic poster sessions where in the poster hall, people will be able to explore with the poster presenters sort of their work. We have a number of them. One of them that I'm pretty excited about is The Need for Speed. That's a Top Gun reference because, you know, Miramar is near San Diego. Anyways, The Need for Speed, Artificial Intelligence in Pulmonary Vascular Disease. So there's a lot going on in this art of AI, machine learning. I think that across different fields of respiratory medicine in pulmonary vascular disease as well. I think it's going to be a really hot topic, really cool stuff. Computational experts are going to be presenting. So going to be neat to learn from them.
And then the thematic poster session that really, I think they're all excellent. The one that I was really interested in was Beachcombing for Gold, Omics, Inflammation, and the RV in PH. So I don't know if you know, but ATS has a theme every year, and this year's theme is omics. So this poster session is highlighting some of the, progress made in focusing on omics-based research, as well as the RV, which is what I love to study. It's my favorite. And looking at inflammation, which is, these are all three hot topics emerging in our field. So this is where you're going to find the stuff that's going to be, in a symposium in a few years. And it's going to be, the cutting-edge research.
We also have six Meet the Expert sessions that got scheduled between Sunday through Wednesday. So that's actually, I don't know if it's a record, but we actually have quite a few really engaging talks about different areas and niches of pulmonary vascular disease, such as portopulmonary hypertension, pulmonary hypertension and lung disease, methamphetamine use and pulmonary hypertension. So those are really going to be, I think, powerful sessions. We also have a couple, one in particular that is in multidisciplinary PERT management, so outcomes in terms of acute PE management. That has historically and even currently been a very big interest topic for the PC assembly, and I think that we do have representation in that regard as well. So we're excited about that learning opportunity.
And then we're excited that we have a postgraduate course program this year. These are sessions that are focused on educational aspects, and they are selected by a separate committee that evaluate education specifically. And we have a half-day postgraduate course program this year, which this is a new format. Usually they're a full day, but this is a half day. And it is on, well, it's titled You're the Swan That I Want, a Primer on Right Heart Catheterization, which is obviously, a very important tool in our field. So if you want to kind of freshen up your education on the next, the most current techniques and methods for right heart cath and maybe some of the future things that are going to be coming with that technique, that would be a postgraduate course you would want to register for.
That's awesome. I do love the names, by the way. So great job going full on. And I also, I think it's great because, like you mentioned, our field is really in an exciting time. And I love how a lot of the sessions are both reflective on that, like how our field has evolved and really trying to introspect and say, how can we move forward in the best way possible? So this is super exciting. And I'm actually glad that we get a sneak preview as well.
And the I do want to point out the titles. This was a tradition started several years ago. I don't know which program committee chair came up with this idea, but as you, I think, alluded to either in one of your emails or even earlier before when we started talking, ATS is such a large conference and it can be overwhelming and it can be hard to find topics with your assembly. And so by naming the topics and the session titles to a certain theme, it makes it a little easier to identify those sessions in the app. So, you know, this is a PC assembly session. It's got a San Diego theme title. So it makes it a little easier to pick out.
I like that pro tip.
I do. I also want to emphasize a couple of things that we don't have all the information on as of yet, but the PC Assembly a while ago, or actually, no, a year and a half ago, joined a consortium to actually create a basic science set of symposia. And we are sort of leading in some of that regard. So those topics are going to be coming out relatively soon, I think, within this ne next month. So be sure to check the ATS website for those basic science symposia as well, because that's going to have a lot of PC representation in that regard.
We also have pulmonary vascular disease highlighted as a topic in the clinical year of review this year, which is the big closing session. So look forward to that as well, that pulmonary vascular disease and the PC assembly will be represented in that main series of talks.
That's all very, very exciting. I'm even more excited now than I was before. I'm gonna definitely need my walking shoes and a lot of caffeine to make sure that I don't miss any of these sessions. I think thank you guys so much. One other event we wanted to make sure to highlight was the ATS PC assembly meeting. So just like all assemblies, we'll be having our big annual meeting at the conference. And for our listeners, logistical details should be forthcoming on social media and on our website, but it's usually one evening in the middle of the conference. And I wanted to ask specifically what PC assembly members can expect at the meeting, and if you could specifically comment on how trainees could benefit or gain or enjoy this meeting to make the most of it. I think from a trainee perspective or early career, especially if you don't necessarily know a lot of other people in the assembly, can be a little bit intimidating. So I'd really appreciate you all's input on that.
Those are great questions, and maybe I'll go first, and then I'll learn from Andrea what she thinks we should do better in that regard. I think it is it's a large meeting, and I think that the PC Assembly is certainly growing. We are pretty proud of the PC Assembly because, you know, if you of course have been in the context of this assembly for long enough, you do end up making great friends, great colleagues, and great collaborators. And so this is a time where a lot of those people are going to congregate together in a session where we can be together to support each other in terms of this assembly and sort of its growth moving forward. So the meeting itself does have an agenda in terms of some of the officers of the PC Assembly will be giving some updates, including our own updates about the programming and how it went, but others will do so as well. And I think a lot of that programming is focused on education. It's also focused on trainees because one of the key topics that the PC Assembly really does prioritize is how do we bring trainees into the fold? How do we make sure that they stay engaged and how they stay active in this type of research? And how do we actually get them involved, not only in terms of new mentors and new mentorship, but also just collaborations in general and who's in the field that you might actually learn from? So that's something that I think that the programming is really geared towards. I think there are a number of trainee awards that are also given in that particular space. So that's going to be highlighted as well as sort of a key area to watch for. I would say that from my perspective, there's a lot that goes into this particular meeting that if our trainees are bold enough. It would be wonderful if they indeed show up and that they would put themselves in a position to meet those of us who have actually been in the PC assembly for a long enough time. We all are going to do our very best. And this is something that we're going to remind our executive committee to say that when that meeting happens, we are going to go reach out personally to people who we don't know, who particularly look young, and we're going to try to introduce ourselves to them. So be on the lookout for that. And I would encourage that our trainees and our junior faculty and our young folks in this assembly to do the same, to actually come up to us and be bold and say, like, hey, I'd love to talk with you. My name is so and so, and I'd love to catch up. And I expect that they are going to actually find that we are a pretty warm bunch. And I think that we're going to be able to strike up a pretty good conversation with them. And I think that that's a good way to make the conference very useful and appealing for them. But Andrea, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I completely understand this. I was in this situation not that long ago, and it is intimidating. I get that. But you really, especially if you're a trainee, please come. Please, please, please come out of your comfort zone and go, even if you don't know anyone. Yeah, if you know, we want to meet you, we want to hear your ideas, we want to hear your feedback. So if you can be bold enough, please come talk to us. We would love to hear from you. We would love to meet you. This meeting is also where they highlight, I think, as Steve mentioned, the awards, the travel awards, the trainee awards, all the excellent work done by trainees in our assembly. And that's really an important highlight of the meeting. If you are, you know, early career or trainee, and it is a little intimidating to go. One way you can kind of overcome that is there is a mentor-mentee program that the PC Assembly participates in, and you can sign up as a mentee or as a mentor. And they will partner you with somebody. So you meet at that meeting, or you can meet at that meeting. And so that way you at least know one person, or one person is on the lookout for you. So that is an excellent way to kind of get over that initial nervousness. But yeah, I know it's really, I'm an introvert, so I get it. It's hard to go to those meetings if you don't know anybody. But you have to do it. It's where a lot of networking happens. It's where you can meet a lot of people. Yeah, that meeting introduces the officers and the elected officers to you. So that's, you know, if you want to get your foot in the door and participate in the assembly and on a committee, that's where you can do that. We're looking for people to participate, so please come talk to us, and we would love for you to volunteer yourself. That'd be great. So that would be the time to really do that at that meeting.
And I
So
would put a plug in too. If our junior faculty or early trainee, early career trainees are looking and are hungry for that type of networking, I will tell you that if you stay till Wednesday, it thins out a little bit. We're hoping that doesn't thin out too much, but those crowds are actually less, and it actually is a little bit less intimidating for you to come up to the people in the audience and even the speakers, because I'll tell you what, when you give a Wednesday talk, you are really hoping that someone is interested in what you're doing. So if you are a trainee and you're wondering, well, it's hard for me to kind of break in to these conversations when everyone's there, Wednesdays are an awesome time to do that because the speakers want to hear from you. They are so wanting to actually have that conversation with you, as well as other people in the audience. So that's another way that you can actually maximize your ability to have to be noticed in a meeting like this.
that's great. Yeah, so everyone keep an eye out for when the meeting is going to be, and definitely come. And we've probably touched upon this before, but and already, but do you have other just general tips for first-time attendees? Because I remember at least when I was a resident and I went to ATS, it was in DC, I remember, and it was just it's huge. And there's lots of really, interesting sessions going on. So just general advice for first-time attendees on how to make the most out of ATS and how to navigate it.
You don't have to go to everything. So, you know, if you're starting to need a break, you feel like you need a break, take a break. You don't have to go to every single thing. We would love for you to. But we're in the position where our assembly is big enough that you won't be able to because sessions are overlapping. So Don't feel bad about taking a break, sitting down and going to get a coffee, or taking an afternoon nap, whatever. And then I would recommend trying to check out something. I shouldn't say this as a representative of the PC assembly, but maybe check out another assembly's research and see what's going on in their field and what ideas they're exchanging and what's going on there. So that's always fun to see what other fields are doing and where they're at.
Yeah, and I would just echo those points as well as what Andrea had suggested before, that sometimes in these types of meetings, getting out of your comfort zone is really one great way for you to make the most of the sessions and the opportunities. Because we do have so many sessions, as Andrea said, I don't think that there's going to be only one place where the entire assembly is going to be congregating, with the exception of our PC assembly meeting. That's the only one. Everything else is going to be a bit spread out. But I think that in terms of being an early stage investigator or trainee, that means the rooms are going to be a little bit smaller, perhaps less intimidating. And that means you have an ability to ask questions, to go up to the microphone and be one of the people who's asking questions to the speakers, either during the session or even afterwards. And I think that you'll find that no question is stupid, really. And I mean that because we've been to a lot of these, and I think that we just want to hear conversation. We want to hear people who are interested genuinely in the topics that we are going, that we're talking about, and really emphasize the importance of the next generation of scientists and physicians who are going to go into our field. So I think that it is a big priority for us. We want to hear from you, and we want to make sure that there are ways that you can be heard.
That's great. Lovely advice.
Well, thank you both so much. This has been extremely informative. And as I mentioned, I'm even more excited now, I think, than I was coming into the session. Thank you to all of our listeners for listening. And as we mentioned, just as one more reminder, please keep an eye out on our ATS PC website, as well as our social media for more details as they become available about specific dates and times. We are so excited to see all of you at ATS 2024, and we can't wait to see everybody in San Diego. Thank you all so much. We'll see you for our next episode of Practical PH.